The party isn't over at San Manuel Amphitheater. San Bernardino County Supervisor Janice Rutherford's proposed ban on rave-style events at the DeVore venue fizzled Tuesday night. More from KVCR's Matt Gillum.
Rutherford's ban failed to get a majority vote, in no small part due to the absence of other supervisors. Board Chairman James Ramos and Josie Gonzalez weren't at the meeting, and 4th District Supervisor Kurt Hagman opposed the ban. That left only Rutherford and Supervisor Robert Lovingood in favor of halting the events highlighting electronic dance music. Since the outright ban failed to pass, the supervisors directed county workers to negotiate new terms for a contract with events organizer Live Nation. According to the Press Enterprise, the county wants the raves to end at 11 p.m. instead of 2 a.m. San Bernardino wants to take a page from L.A. County as well. Following the deaths of two teens at the Hard Music Festival in Pomona last summer, L.A. established a rave task force. Two concertgoers have died at San Manuel Amphitheater since rave events started at the venue 3 years ago. Some residents of DeVore are upset the ban failed to pass. One told the board it shows profits and jobs being put ahead of lives. Live Nation pays the county $1.4 million in rent for the amphitheater every year. Big electronic dance events at the venue can employ over 1,200 people. Live Nation's contract with San Bernardino County expires in October 2017. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.